We had over 375, excuse me, really great turnout and some really high quality stuff. We had some that literally was off the scale, and so really some excellent quality that was coming in, and really a great demonstration of how high the quality is that our producers can produce here in the Southeast.
Now, how many different categories do you have in the contest each year?
We have 7 different categories. We have one for warm season perennial grass, which is what most folks have is hay, Bermuda grass, Bahia grass, things like that. Then we also have an alfalfa category, perennial peanut category, mixed grass category that would include some of our annual grasses as well. Then we also have a legume baleage category and the grass baleage category as well.
Which category did you have the most entries in?
Well, we had the most entries in our warm season perennial grass category. That's the one that most folks make hay off of. But we had a fair number of entries in the alfalfa category and also in the baleage categories. I was very pleasantly surprised with the number of entries that we had there. Baleage is a technology that's really catching on and for a lot of the quality benefits as well.
Now, this obviously stretches a pretty good area of folks. You had a wide range of them involved this year.
Well, absolutely. We had entries from just about every one of the southeastern states. Our range runs from Virginia up to Kentucky all the way over to Texas, so and everywhere in between. So we had a good number of entries from a lot of different places.
Now, for producers hearing this and think, maybe I want to get involved with that next year, the contest will be around again, won't
it? Absolutely. Absolutely. In fact, as we shut down one, we actually begin the next year. So we're already taking samples for next year if they're interested in entering it in for next year. But the rules and everything will revise a little bit. We always tweak things, and that will come out in the first part of the year.